Blog Talk Radio.
It's praying time. 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 I just praying time. War and rumors of war throughout the land. That tells me it's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. It's praying time. It's a praying time. It's praying time. Trouble and confusion on every hand, but it lets me know it's praying time. It's praying time. Praying time. It's praying time. Mothers against daughters. Fathers against sons. Oh, that let me know it's a praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. It's praying time. The wars and the rumors of wars throughout the land. Ah, that makes me know it's praying time. Oh, yes, it's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, yes, it's praying time. Trouble and confusion on every hand. God, and let me know it's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. The prayer of the righteous avail in much. It's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. Families are being destroyed. Cause there's no love in their heart. Oh, let me know. It's praying time. Yeah, yes. It's praying time. Praying time. Oh, yeah. It's praying time. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. Yes, thank pray, it's praying time. It's a praying time. Oh, it's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. It's praying time. I said again, I said a war is and rumors of war all throughout the land. That tells me it's praying time. 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 Praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. Saints, it's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying. It's praying time. Oh, trouble now, home. Oh, the devil won't leave us alone. It's praying time. Thank you, it's praying time. It's praying time. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's praying time. I come to tell you that it's praying time. Praying. Thank you, praying time. I come to tell you this evening, it's praying time. Oh, walls and rumors of walls throughout the land. It's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, I come to tell you it's praying time. Trouble and confusion on every hand. Oh, that lets me know it's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. Mothers against daughters. Fathers against the sons. Oh, that lets me know it's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, saints, it's praying time. Families being distraught. Oh, because there's no love in their homes. Oh, that lets me know it's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, 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 prayers of the righteous avail it much. Praying time. It's praying time. I said the prayers of the righteous avail it much. Oh, it's praying time. Yeah, what we gonna do? What we gonna do? What we gonna do, saints? We going to pray about it. Yes, we are. We are going to pray about it. We're going to pray about it. Thank, pray about it. Oh, trouble with the hand. We're going to pray about it. We're going to pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. let's pray about it. Come on, say, let's pray about it. Oh, say, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna put my time in. 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 I'm gonna pray about it. I'm gonna pray about it. Oh Lord, say it's praying time. Yeah, yeah. It's praying time. Oh yes it is. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Give us a mind to pray, oh God. Give us a will to pray and seek your face, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray. Oh, we want to pray about it. We want to pray about it. We want to pray, Father. Men and women, girls and boys, oh God, will turn, oh God, from their wicked ways. That they will seek you with all of their hearts, oh, Father God. Oh, we're going to pray, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord. So many hearts and hearts, oh, God. We're going to ask you, Father, turn them into a heart of flesh. Let their spirit hear. Let their spirit hear what you're saying today. In the name of Jesus, we come, oh, Father. Lifting up your mighty name, lifting up your name, Father, lifting up your holy name. Oh, Lord, for every situation here, we want to just pray about it. He told us to pray, told us to pray. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock in the door, will be open. Oh, Lord. Thank you for a mind to pray. Thank you for a will to pray. Oh, Lord, my Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Father. Give us a mind, Father. Everyone that comes on the corner this evening. Oh, Father, if your holy will, Father. Give them a mind and a will to pray, Father. It's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that we have a hiding place in you. Thank you, Father. We have a covering up. Thank you, Father. Oh, we can run to the rock of our salvation. Oh, hide us, Father. Hide us in your love. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to Just Show Up, Outreach Ministry. I am yours truly, Evangelist Zay Alford, along with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we're coming to you this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. With prayerful hearts this evening. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you as you come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. We praise God for you. We bless your name. We bless your name, dear Lord. We bless you, Father. With each and every one that's coming in on the call this evening, oh, Father God. Give us a mind and a will to pray, oh, God. Let us get down on our knees and pray, God. Let us get down on our knees today, God. Let us get on our knees and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bow our hearts, oh, God. We bow our heads, oh, God. Hey, oh, Lord, we come this evening. We're grateful, grateful, grateful for each and every one of you that's coming on this evening. Amen. Just show up outreach ministers is reaching out. Amen, amen. Oh, to the lost, God. To the lost, God, let some lost spirit. Oh, Lord, what don't we in, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, and be healed, oh, God, and be saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, whatever the situation is, oh, Father God. Oh, Lord God. As we come, oh, Father, let some heart be pricked. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let some will be changed, oh, God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Illuminate the minds, oh, God. Yes, so much, son, somebody. Oh, God, you said in the word, oh, Father God, that the prayers of the righteous avail much, oh, Father God. They are fervent, oh, God, prayers of the righteous, oh, God. We come, oh, God, in a fervent manner, oh, God, coming to you, Father God. Oh, God, knowing, oh, God, what you, oh, God, have done for us, oh, God. While we were yet sinners, you sent your son to die, oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, you have, oh, Lord, have saved us, oh, God, and filled us with your precious Holy Ghost, Father God. And we want to cry out for others, oh, God. We want to cry out for others, oh, God. Oh, my God, I heard you tell Peter that when you've been smitten, go and strengthen your brother. We want to strengthen our brother this evening. We want to strengthen our brother this evening, our sister this evening, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we're crying out to you, Father God. Come on, come on, Lord, come on in. In the name of Jesus, we'll bless you, Lord. We'll bless you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, dear God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hello, thank you. Yes, thank you. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, my God, my God. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you all. Amen, who has come this evening. Amen, amen, amen. We come, oh, God, our theme today is prayer. It's praying time. It is praying time. Each and every one that comes on, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I hope you have a mind made up to pray. Hallelujah. Praying about our world. Our world is in trouble. The nations are in trouble. We just want to cry out in prayer, amen, in presentations, amen, amen. We want to just encourage one another, amen, at this time, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. My God, my God. Yes, 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 Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord God. Yes, yes, yes. My husband was going to come, but I have a little incident here in the house. Well, all my landlord had to come and check out some things, so he's going to be out there for a minute. So we're going to go ahead on and, amen, we're going to read a scripture here for your hearing. I don't know what he had in mind, but his scripture, his Bible is open to the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. So I'm going to read a couple of verses, and you'll hear it. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with eternal in heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed on with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that immortality might be followed up in life. If we plan on reading, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is right, your word is here, your precious word is holy, and your word will stand forever. Father God, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you, oh Father God. And we just know that you're in our midst. Be in our midst. Stay with us, oh, Father God. Stay with us, oh, God. Oh, encouraging and you, oh, God. Nourishing our hearts, oh, God. We'll be saturating our hearts, oh, God, with your word and your will, oh, Father God. And we'll be the people that you are calling for in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name, we'll give you thanks and praise. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go straight to the children's corner. We're going to ask you that in the children in the children's corner. Do we have any children in the children's corner? I don't see any on the dashboard. But since this is our theme is prayer, and we know that it's praying time, we're going to just ask if there's anyone on the line that would like to read scriptures or pray or, you know, just come forward, announce yourself and come forward. Let the Lord have his way. Amen. Come and just come as you announce yourself, one after the other. Amen.
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 Praise God. This is Sister Vivian.
Hello. Come forward, Mr. Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay. My scripture says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Hallelujah. I'm so glad tonight that we serve a risen God that has lifted us out of the miry pit and set our feet up on the rock to stay. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Oh, let us praise him. Praise him. Let us praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Let us praise him when the sun goes down. Oh, well, I love him. Love him. Let us love him in the morning. Love him in the noontime. Love him. Love him. Let us love him when the sun goes down. Oh, yes, I'll serve him. Serve him. Oh, I'll serve him in the morning. Serve him in the noontime. Serve him. Serve him. Let us serve him when the sun goes down. Oh, his name is Jesus. Jesus. Oh, he's Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noontime. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, he's Jesus when the sun goes down. Oh, he's my Savior. Savior. Oh, he's Savior in the morning. Savior in the noontime. Savior. Savior. Well, he's Savior when the sun goes down. Oh, yes, I'll praise him. Praise him. Oh, I'll praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Yes, I'll praise him when the sun goes down. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Oh, he's Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noontime. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, he's Jesus when the sun goes down. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That stuff went all in my bones. Hallelujah. He's my Savior. He's Jesus. He's Jesus all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God. Bless you. Bless you, my sister. Yeah. We're going to praise him when it's good. We're going to praise him when it's bad.
Amen.
When we get up in the morning, we're going to praise him. We're going to praise him in the midnight. Hallelujah. Thank God. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, Sister Zadie. Amen. For bringing the children together, amen, helping them to know the way they should take. And I'm going to read the scripture coming from Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. You know, all the children want to have their way as they get a certain age. They want to go their own way, do what they want to do. But we have a responsibility to train them up in the way that they should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. A lot of times, parent is not training the kids up in the way they should go. And what happens is, as soon as they get out there, get a little age on them, they feel like they can do what they want to do. But it's only setting up a bad road for them to travel. It only setting up a short life for them. You know what? The scripture said mischief lies in the heart of a child. So you know what? If we don't teach them what they should do, they're going to do every evil thing that they can think of, because the devil is working in them just like he's working in us. So you know what? It's our responsibility, and I give you praise, sister, for trying to get the kids together, because a lot of parents is neglecting to do their duties as to train up the child in the way they should go when they get old. If they depart from it, they know what to come back to. But if you haven't put anything in your children about the Lord, guess what? They subjects do anything come to their mind, because their mind is the devil's workshop. So you know what? It's our responsibility. And our children never get too old that we can't teach them. Amen. Even when they're grown and they don't have the fullness of who Christ is, we still have to help them to know what's right and do what's right, because a lot of them brought up in the church, but still they haven't committed their lives to God. So, you know, it's our responsibility. If we have been rooted in the Lord and know what's right and what's wrong and know what they should be doing, then you know what? We have to teach them. Hey, you know, many times me and my children go back and forth with things because, you know, sometimes people want to see the things the way they want to see it. But if it's not seeing it how God said what we should do, guess what? It don't amount to anything. So you know what? We got to always know what's right ourselves so we can help our children. So that is a great responsibility as children growing up. Children going to grow up doing what children do. And you know what? We can help them to know what's right to do and take the right way and do the right thing. And that way their lives will be longer for some of them, because some of them lives are cut off because the fact they want to do what they want to do, and that way is a short way for them that they won't live too long because of the fact you cannot just do what you want to do. And even more so in these days now we're living in, children are going their own way, and children's lives are being short because of that. So you know what? We got to keep on teaching them what to do. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, God, to help us, God, to be able, Lord, God, to help our children grow up in the way they should go, Lord. And when they get old, God, they remember what they've been taught. And, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us, Lord, God, to be the mother and the fathers you want us to be, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord, God, in the name of, be that light to them, God, in a dark world. Lord, in the name of Abraham, I shine. Everywhere you go, that song said there's trouble. Everywhere we go, God, enemy is working on every hand, trying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to bring our children, Lord God, into a bad place. But Lord, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Do all we can, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be there to teach them the word of God, The word is the only thing we have to hold on as a surety, God. We need you in this evil day. Lord, help us to put on, Lord God, the whole armor, God. We want to be able to stand when the enemy come against us, God. We are more than conquerors. Lord, we can do all things through you who strengthen us for every good work. Work on us, work in us, and work through us, God, and your name will be glorified. Your name will be lifted up. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let us, Lord God, be lagged in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, be careless about what we do. Oh, in the name of Jesus, according to what you're telling us to do, God, in the name of Jesus, keep a word in our heart and our mind and our will, God, to do your will. And, Lord, I thank you for it in the name. Bless my sister, God, and everyone that come on every Saturday night, God. Every other thing, Lord God, people could be engaged in, but this is important, God. We're living in the end time. We're living so close to the end, and, Lord, we want to be ready. Whenever you call us, God, we want to be ready. In the name of Jesus, thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Will there be another? Come forth, amen, come forth. Let the Lord use you.
Yes, Minister Richardson, Sister Zeta.
Let the Lord use you, honey.
All right, I'm trying to find a scripture. I would be reading Psalms 51. First six verses. Verse one reads, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Verse two, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Verse three, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Verse four, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Verse 6 and last. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. God with his other than best. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in heaven, Father. Thank you for the members that came on the line, Lord God, to make up this great congregation, Lord God, for this service on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for blessing Sister Zeta and her husband, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the children, Lord God. And thank you for the children's parents, Lord God. Thank you and strengthen them, Lord God, that they will be men and women of the Lord in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you for this night. Thank you for blessing Sister Vivian, Lord God. Yes, Lord, thank you for blessing her for her line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus, that's the wonderful name we pray. Amen.
And praise God, praise God. Is there anyone else that would like to, amen, come forward, let the Lord use you at this time. Our theme today is praying time. It's praying time. Just come forward and let the Lord use you in whatever way. Amen, amen. Just come forward, announce yourself, and amen. Now go for it.
Good evening. This is Regina Smith. And I was reading a scripture, Psalms 34. We read six verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were light, and their face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped around about him, them that fear him, and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I read 8 verses of Psalms 34. And this evening, I just thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this day, a peaceful day. I thank you for carrying us all through this day. You gave us traveling grace, Father God. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you, Father God, for keeping us all. Thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, go with us all and stand by us. And Father God, I didn't hear the children tonight, but Father God, bless them and their parents. And bless Sister Zadie, Father God, because she is working with them, Father God. And Father God, thank you for her. Thank you for her whole family, Father God, for keeping us all, Father God, for touching our bodies, Father God, with your healing hand, Lord, because we all need that touch, Father God. Please go with us all and stand by. Keep our minds, Father God, stay on you. Our tongues from vain blabbing, Father God. Oh, have mercy, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I know I try to tell my children about you, Father God. But Father God, one told me that the more you tell me about the church and going to church and doing this and doing that, the less they want to go. But Lord, I'm going to keep on talking and keep on telling them and keep on praying. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to stop. Oh, have mercy on all of my family. Father God, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, live forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, would it be another? And they come for that this time. They do another. Pray time. Pray time. Just saying. Oh, it's praying time. It's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. Yes, it's praying time. Oh, don't you know? It's praying time. And wars and rumors of wars all through the land. Yeah, tell me it's praying time. Oh, it's praying time. Trouble and confusion. Oh, Lord, on every hand. That tell me it's praying time. Oh, Lord, Lord, it's praying time. Mothers against the daughters and fathers against the son. Yeah, that lets me know it's praying time. It's praying time. Families being destroyed. Lord, they know no love in their heart. That lets me know it's praying time. is praying time. Faith is praying time. Praying time. Oh, it's praying time. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. It's praying time. It's praying time. I said the prayers of the righteous avail it much. It's a praying time. It's praying time, saints. It's praying time. Oh, saints, let's pray about it. Come on, saints, let's pray about it. Come on, saints, let's pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Come on, saints, let's pray about it. Oh, we can't control these things, but we can pray about it. Oh, Lord, let's pray about it. Oh, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Oh, one songwriter said, let us put our time in. Let us put a time in. Let's get down on our knees. Have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Oh, put your time in. Put your time in. Put your time in. Oh, get down on your knees. Have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Then they took prayer out of the school, and nobody wants to obey the rules. Prayer not in many homes, and parents are leaving poor little children alone. Oh, we used to pray three times a day, but all those traditions have faded away. Some old thing, let's put our time in. Oh, put your time in. Put your time in. Get down on your knees. Have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Ooh, Lord, somebody pray for me when I was in trouble and could not see. That's where they are at now. Oh, they told God all about it, and right now I can sing and shout about it. Somebody laid a hand on me. Now I've got the victory. Come on, saints, put your time in. Put your time in. Hey, put your time in. Oh, get down on your knees. Have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Oh, hallelujah. I said they took prayer out of school, and nobody wants to obey the rules. Prayer not in many homes, and parents leaving their poor little children alone. We used to pray three times a day, but all of those old traditions have faded away. Oh, saints, put your time in. Put your time in. Hey, put your time in. Ooh, get down on your knees and pray. Have a little talk with Jesus. tell him all about it. Oh, I'm glad that somebody prayed for me when I was in trouble and I could not see. Oh, they told God all about it, and right now I can sing and shout about it. Yeah, somebody laid their hands on me, and now I got the victory. I said, put your time in. Oh, sing, put your time in. Put your time in. Oh, get down on your knees. Oh, get down on your knees. Get down on your knees. Have a talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your time in. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord, for mine to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for each and every one of you who have come forward. Amen, amen. For my silent listeners, thank you for your encouraging our spirit on this evening. Know that you are praying, people. Amen, amen, amen. Continue to pray for us, and we will pray for you all. Amen, amen. Psalm 27 and 13. And it says, is there anything in your life that just doesn't make sense? You have tried to figure it out, but the questions persist. Why would God allow such difficulties to plague you? You are not alone. The greatest earthly ruler of Israel, David, most likely felt this way at times. After God called him to be king, David spent years running from King Saul, who had actively sought to kill him. David must have wondered why the Lord was taking so long to place him on the throne. It might have been confusing and disheartening to David, but God knew exactly what he was doing. During that time, he was meticulously preparing David to honor him in everything, strengthening David's faith for the battle he would face as king. Likewise, the Father may be using adversity to prepare you for an important assignment. So don't fret, fear, or rely on your own understanding about your situation. It will make sense eventually. Romans 8:28. Trust God regardless of how your circumstances appear, and he will lead you perfectly. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for training me to experience your wonderful plan for my life. Amen. I will trust. Amen. And I want us to do. He wants us to trust him. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Amen. And in all our ways. Amen. 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 He will direct us. Amen. Amen. Romans 8:20 says, well, we know that all things work together for the good to those that love God and to those who are called according what to his purpose. Amen. 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 God has a plan for our lives. He has a purpose for our lives. Amen. Amen. So we are just going to be patient and we are going to wait on the Lord as we see all of the tragedies, all of the difficulties, all of the things that's transpiring, amen, in our world today, amen. As we see all of these things and hear all of these things, amen, amen, and amen. And God said that these troubles are going to come. He said when all these troubles, different things come up against the saints, he said he'll raise up a standard. Amen. Yeah. So nothing can overtake us. Nothing can take us, apprehend us without God moving that hedge out from around us. Amen. 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 So when we're going through it and seeing all these things, we must know that God is what is still on the throne. He is still on the throne. He is still working in our behalf. Amen. He is concerned about us. Amen, amen. And we are not going to go anywhere. We're not going to leave this world without finishing our course. Amen. He has set us a plan for our lives. Amen. And we're going to finish that course. Amen. Amen, amen. So we're just going to wait patiently on the Lord. Uh-huh. David said in that 13th verse of 27 Psalm, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. 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 Yes, 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 yes. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. 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 We have hope. We have confidence. We just have assurance. We have assurance, amen, that God is he's covering us. Mm-hmm. Get the baby, sweetheart. Get the baby, sugar. Get it away from the baby. He's got us, amen. And we don't have to worry, but we must pray. We must pray, amen. We must pray for someone who don't understand, someone who have not yet comprehend, amen, someone who have not yet built a relationship with our Lord and have the understanding that these things are going to happen, amen. All of the trials, all of the trouble that's going on in Israel and in Jerusalem and all that's going on all over the world. Amen, amen. It's been prophesied that this was going to take place. Amen. For God, my God, my God, throughout the scriptures, the Bible asks us, and that's the only thing that we can do. We can pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray. Pray in the morning. Pray in the noonday. Pray, oh, my God, my God. And pray all day long. Amen, amen, amen. I remember Hannah, when Hannah was Samuel's mother, she was barren and she couldn't have children. So she was so upset because she wanted to have a child. So she was at the temple and she was praying, and the Bible said that her mouth was moving. Her mouth was moving, but her husband even thought she was just had fine. I had wine early in the morning. But she wasn't drunk. She was praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Amen. The children, we teach our children, pray in the school. They took prayer out of the school, but you can still pray in the spirit. Nobody know what you're saying when you're praying in the spirit. Nobody know what you're saying. What you're saying when you're praying in the spirit. And as we go from day to day, and all through the day, we see people. We see people with different circumstances. We see them in different situations. Sometimes we may see a park parked beside the road, or or see them with a stalled car somewhere. We might see them struggling and limping and stuff. And if you're like me, I'll be whispering, Lord, take your pain away. Lord, take that discomfort away from them. I just be lifting out my hand and asking the Lord, amen, to just you know, heal and save them and deliver them, you know. You see the ones that's on the drugs and everything, amen. They're sick. They're addicted. They're sick. They need praying for. They need prayer. They need God to intervene. God to intervene. I've heard so many testimonies how God has just intervened. Some people tell their testimony about how they had to go and be detoxed and all that stuff and how they suffered. And some people said, I just put it down. Amen. When God spoke to my heart, I just dropped it. And that was it. I didn't go back. I didn't look back and I didn't think about it. I didn't have urges for it no more. Amen. So when we pray about, things, God will give it to us. Give it to us. It's his desire that his children be saved, be holy, be holy. Amen, amen. And keep peace with neighbor. Keep peace with the enemy. Just keep peace. Keep have peace with all men. Have peace with all men and with all that is within you. Try to keep peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. My God, my God. God wants us to live holy, pure lives. Amen, amen. But most of all, today my focus is prayer. Pray, pray. Father, we pray. Father, we pray for Jerusalem. Father, we pray for Israel, oh God. Father, we pray for your people all over the world, oh Father God. Oh God, we ask that you, oh God, just look down upon your people, oh God. As you do, oh God, look down on your people, oh Father God. Look down on my pastor, oh Father God. He buried his best friend on today that was like brothers, oh God. And his heart is heavy. Oh God, he's trying to be strong, oh God. But the human side of him, oh Father God, oh, God, oh, Father God, but you hold him up, oh, Father God. Hold him up on every leaning side. Oh, God, bless the families of all of the bereaved everywhere, oh, God. My grandson, my little great-grandson, 11 years old with the Z-Sport, his grandmother died this morning. Amen, amen. His young, beautiful grandmother died this morning. And we lift up that family to you, Father God. We lift up all the bereaved families, oh, God. We lift them up to you, Father God. All the ones that's going through, oh, Father God. Oh, God, the killing, all the murdering, all the stuff that's going on, oh, Father God. We ask that you intervene, God. You know that you sit me and that you are looking in, oh, Father God. You see all of these things, oh, Father God. And whatever you allow them, God, that's your business, oh, God. We don't question you, oh, Father God. But we know, amen, that they are your angels, oh, Father God, that they are going to be with you, God. They're going to be with you in the kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, Father God. But we, oh, Father God, our children here, oh, Father God, that's living and healthy and walking and have everything to their dispense, oh, Father God. Oh, God, help them to understand, oh, Father God. Help them to understand what a great God you are, what who you are to them. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, just fill their hearts in there. Minds, oh, Father God. Let them know, God, that you are real, oh, God. You want to be real in their hearts and in their spirits, oh, God. You want to bring them in, oh, Father God. You want to love on them, oh, Father God. Oh, God, you want the best for them, oh, Father God. Oh, God, you want them to have long life, oh, God, and good health, oh, Father God. Oh, God, touch their hearts. And we give you glory for all. We thank you all once again for coming in on today. We thank you for blessing the cone. Amen, amen. I just got one text that said the Z4 was sleeping over there. His mama just had a new baby on yesterday, and she just came home today. So I guess they all excited about the baby. And then I'm fall asleep in sleep or whatever. But anyway, we thank God. And then for all of the children that does come to the cone, amen, we ask you to continue to bless, save, heal, and deliver, Lord. And we'll give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. On tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian will be at the same number. Amen. Every Friday night, Minister Janice. Amen. At this same number. Amen. Once again, I thank you all. And I ask you all to just love on one another. Love on one another. Amen. 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 Who was that came on the line? Who was the last one come on the line? 3060. If you want to have anything to say, you may say it right now. Amen. 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 Well, anyway, we bless you. We're so delighted to have you come and be a part. Amen. And y'all just love on one another. Amen. And until next Saturday.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Amen. Love you all. Thank you.
Love you all.
Amen.
Amen. Pray we all
have a
good night.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Bless everyone, Lord. Everyone, dear God. At home, oh, Father God. Sweet, sweet rest tonight, oh, Father God. Give you glory for that. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.